Hello, guys. So this is Future Bridget and
Future Christian,
the man, the myth, the legend,
the OG.
Also, the designer of the dinosaur lanyard, also known as
paleontology lanyard.
Yeah.
They say it's the best lanyard ever created. I agree with those people, and they are my favorite kind of people.
Nice. So before we get stuck into this episode and go through all the questions that you guys had sent through, we are going to announce that the science collection, including the paleontology lanyard, is launching
on the 16th.
Of what?
What month is it?
Of
September.
Oh my goodness gracious. So what date?
What month? 16th of September.
It is launching. So that is going to be the paleontology lanyard, the meteorology lanyard, and the meteorology and the astronomy lanyard are all going to be coming out on the 16th. And very soon you guys will be getting photos of what they look like. Are you excited, Christian?
I am very excited.
Thank you for all of the support, guys. Now into the episode. I respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region, the traditional owners of the land on which this podcast is recorded, and pay my respects to their elders past and present, and all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Hello, guys, and welcome to This Inclusivity, the podcast. This week, we are joined...
Howdy.
By a special guest.
That is me.
His name is Christian.
The one and only.
For the people that don't know, Christian is my partner. And the main drive, I don't even know, the main drive for you coming on this podcast is you're just one for the people, aren't you?
I'm just the people's champ.
The people's champ. I feel like every time I put you on my stories on Instagram, everybody seems to reply and just be like, oh, my God, Christian, oh, my God, this. But I always put you on there when you're, like, helping out or when being you're designing funny. A lanyard, being funny.
Yeah, mostly being funny.
Mostly being funny.
Mostly being funny. Let's be serious here.
Maybe that's why everybody likes you, because maybe. I really show that when you're being really funny.
I'm always funny, though, so it doesn't make a difference.
This is true. So, basically, I put up on to...
Sorry. I'm not good at this. I've never done this before.
It's really hard going on with you right here.
I don't do public speaking.
This is my first ever male guest on the podcast as well. I've never had a male on the podcast as well, so this is a first. Okay. It's my first in-person podcast as well.
It's just more like an interview.
Isn't that basically what podcasts are? Just like...
No, you can have conversations.
Just relaxed interviews?
No, you can have conversations, but like this is like really face-to-face.
Really face-to-face. Okay, so I put up one of those like NGL links and you guys have been sending these through and there's some crackers in here, I'm guessing, because the first one is Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
It's me.
Sounds so bad. I'm so sorry. What was the creative process behind the dinosaur lanyard, and what made you want to design a lanyard in the first place?
I don't know. I just saw you designing them, and I kind of felt left out. I wanted to draw one. I've always liked dinosaurs. So, sorry. I've always liked dinosaurs. So I don't know. I just wanted to. Draw one. Like I saw how good you were doing it, and I was just like, why not give it a chance?
And he loves dinosaurs.
Yeah, I love dinosaurs.
Yeah, so.
Every guy does.
There you go. There's your answer.
There you go. Simple.
The next one is, as someone with a legit phobia of throwing up, do you think I could make it as a teacher or a nurse, both huge passions of mine? I'll go first. As from a teacher's perspective. I think you could, because to be honest, in my whole like off situation and teacher rating, I've literally only seen like I reckon about four kids throw up. Actually, two of them being
within the past like 2 months, like at Holiday Club, I mean, like vacation care.
Better out than in. Honestly.
No, but it was really bad. Like one of the kids did it all over the mats, but thank God it was like on a mat because then we could just take the mat outside and shake it off.
Yeah.
And hose it off. I mean, not shake it off.
I mean, if you don't really don't like vomit, become a teacher. Kids vomit is a lot less worse than grown-ups vomit. I'm telling you that right now.
From a nurse perspective.
From a nurse perspective. You don't know what's in an adult's vomit. Like, a kid's vomit, yeah, sure, it's a bit of this, bit of that. It's tiny. Adult's vomit is just, whoa. It's everywhere.
You don't know what's in it.
It's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's disgusting.
I bet it probably smells really bad. Like, kid's vomit's not that bad.
Kid's vomit's fine.
Yeah.
You just laugh at it. Like, oh, yeah, you just vomit on me. Yeah. Adult, I'm like, no, you, mate. Turn your head.
What was your inspiration for designing the dinosaur lanyard?
I didn't really have an inspiration. I just wanted to make a dinosaur. Dinosaur lanyard. I just, the first thing that literally popped up into my head, what can I make a lanyard out of? Oh, dinosaurs. I was like, what goes with a dinosaur? T-Rex, Stegosaurus, Brachiosaurus, Pterodactyl, Triceratops. What else? A big tree and a big volcano.
The big palm trees
and the big volcano. No, just
why palm trees, though? Is that where you usually see them? I'm not going to
put like an oak tree in there. A palm tree just jazzes it up a bit. Imagine putting an oak tree in. It's like, what kind of tree is that? Palm tree. Oh, you know what it is. It's tropical.
Okay, all right. Will you be designing any more?
If the big boss lets me.
Honestly, I didn't even let you. It was just like you just grabbed my iPad and went ham for 2 days.
Yeah, I know. It took a lot of time.
You did really well.
Be appreciated.
Well, lots of people are talking about it. They're very excited.
I know. It's my claim to fame. Put it on my resume.
Can design a lanyard.
Can design a lanyard.
That's going to get you.
Very well. Freehand drawing lanyard.
Yeah, that's going to get you a nurse job, isn't it?
Mm.
Oh, you ready for the next one?
Oh, no. What is it?
When should we expect Mrs. Inclusivity?
Soon enough. We've already talked about that. So that is for us to know. And you to find out when the time comes.
It's a secret.
Ooh.
We'll never know.
Soon enough. Got to get some stuff out of the way, as we've talked about.
Yeah. Your favourite thing about each other. You go first.
Probably that I can have a joke with you, to some extent. I mean, I go above, a bit above, and I kind of push the limits a bit.
Yeah.
But mostly that we can joke and have fun, just be comfortable.
Comfortable, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's
see my good looks.
I wasn't going to say your good looks. Oh. I mean, that's not very beneficial for people who are listening to a podcast.
Well, maybe if you're driving, pull over and watch the podcast.
If you're on the freeway, just pull over and have a look at a photo of a Christian.
All you have to have is your hands at 10 and 2 and you're good. You're golden.
My favourite thing would be about you would be your caring nature. You're very selfless. You think about everybody else before yourself.
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. Oh, who's the better lanyard designer?
Oh, definitely me.
No, it's definitely me.
I gave you some ideas as well. You cannot say I didn't. Well, space. Yes, you cannot say I didn't.
Fair.
And I was talking about a fish one before you did a fish one as well.
Fish?
Under the sea.
I did under the sea, not fish.
Oh, it's under the sea, it's fish.
No, but when you said fish, you meant like fishing, like a fishing rod.
No, I didn't. I meant under the sea. Tomato, tomato. It's fish.
There's fish on there. There's no fish on there. There's a seahorse, an octopus. A starfish and coral. There's no fish.
There is. Isn't there a clownfish? I'm telling you,
I drew it. There's no fish on the under the sea lanyard.
Ooh, the Mandela effect.
Okay.
Look, there's fish on there. I still give you the idea. Okay. I'm the better lanyard designer, as you will see when the lanyards come out. It'll be good.
Yeah. The dinosaur one is good, but like, what other ones do you want to do in the future?
I don't know. I'm just going to put my thinking cap on and get to it.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Thinking about it now? Brainstorming?
I'll think.
Okay. That's a good question as well. I feel like I'm skipping some of them.
How do you tell what you've opened?
I don't know. That's the thing. This app is really tricky. Best relationship advice?
Just go with it. Don't force it. Just have fun.
Don't force it. Just have fun.
Yeah. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
Be friends first.
Yes.
That's probably a big one. That's the better way to word it. We were friends first. We were friends for what, like a year beforehand?
Probably a bit more than that.
Well, we were pretty good friends for about a year. Yeah. And we'd see each other regularly for about a year beforehand.
Yeah.
But we knew of each other for a couple of years. Yeah. Just because of school.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, just don't force it. I mean, as soon as you go looking for something, you're already forcing it. Just chill.
It'll come to you.
It'll come to you.
It will definitely come to you. Ooh, biggest ick.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh, you hate it.
Yeah, loud chewing. Yeah. Like, you know.
He thinks I eat so loud. I don't.
No, it's not that hard. Just keep your mouth closed. So, I don't need to. We are human beings, not farm animals. The biggest ick. No. Also, scraping your fork on the plate.
No, that's an accident.
No, it's not. No one would do it 5 times in a minute. It's not an accident. What's yours?
That's fine. I was just thinking in general. I wasn't going to think about my biggest ick about you.
No, I'm just saying in general. I'm not actually saying it's about you.
You really don't like people chewing loud.
Well, when my dad used to chew loud, I used to go in the other room and eat. He'd be in the lounge eating, and I used to literally go towards the dining table just so I could hear him.
He does eat loud.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Good old ethnic dad.
Ethnic dads.
Gotta love
My him. Biggest ick in general is just people who aren't polite or don't have manners. I hate that. That grinds my gears. Like, it's literally not that hard to say please and thank you.
It's like when someone's walking across the zebra crossing and they just look straight on.
Oh.
And they just don't turn their head. They don't acknowledge you and say, mate, I didn't have to. I did, but I didn't have to. So it's just a wave of the hand. That's all we ask for.
It's
just like, there's no need to be mean.
That would definitely be my ear. Like, definitely not. Like, having manners.
It's just manners. It's not hard to be nice.
No, it's not.
It's not.
But it's very easy from a selfless person like yourself. I mean, there's other people out there.
Not really, because it takes more effort to be mean than it does to be nice. I'm just putting it out there. You have to actually go out of your way to be mean.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
This is true.
Christian 2022.
Quote him on it.
Bumper sticker.
I'm not going to start a range of bumper stickers until
you know. I mean, you could. I will.
You'll buy it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Put on a little Bertha, the
i30. I'll pop the Miss Inclusivity bumper sticker on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
New business venture.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Which of the lanyards is your favourite so far?
Released or non-released?
Well, obviously released.
Well, I wear the under the sea one. I really like it. I wear it to work. But as soon as the dinosaur comes out, best believe I'm transitioning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a different one.
Okay. I like under the sea.
No, I thought like I'd unreleased one and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I don't know if you talked about that one yet or not.
Which one are you thinking about?
The one that's being made by a certain somebody.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you've talked about it.
No, not really. I've only briefly spoken about it on like a live. Pretty much.
Well, you got to tune in because Miss Inclusivity here has got a big surprise coming for you all.
Oh, thank you for the plug.
That's all right.
That's okay. Yeah, it is quite a big. I've been working on it for a little while. And then it's not just going to be the lanyard, is it?
No, it's going to be a whole range of things.
I'm so excited.
I'm so special. I've got the inside scoop.
You do. And you would even wear this one to work.
Yeah. I'd wear it over the dinosaur one.
Over the dinosaur
one. I'd wear it. It's the meaning behind it, and it's what it stands for and represents.
I like that.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Your celebrity crushes.
I don't really have one. Celebrities are all weird. Don't you reckon? What's yours?
Chris Hemsworth, yeah, Chris Evans, and Zac Efron. Straight up.
Chris Hemsworth. Chris
Hemsworth is a good-looking bloke.
He is a good-looking bloke.
Probably. I mean, he only lives an hour down the road, so.
Does he?
Yeah. Byron. Just out of Byron.
I mean, depending on traffic.
Like, that's what I care about if I'm driving down to Chris.
7:30 in the morning is taking you 2.5 hours, doll. Peak hour traffic. The closest thing I've probably had to a celebrity crush, Megan Fox in Transformers 1.
I was expecting you to say, like, Em Ryder or something.
That's weird.
Really?
She's a good-looking chick, but I don't know. Megan but, Fox. I mean, Megan Fox in Transformers 1.
So not anymore. If just you know, you know.
I know she's dating that weird musician now. Have you heard what they do?
What?
I don't know if I can say it here.
What do they do?
They drink each other's blood.
Why did you whisper that?
I don't know what I can say. They said it in an interview.
Obviously.
They're weird.
Oh, my gosh.
This is why, like, what, 2009, 2010? Then Megan Fox was all right. Now she's not. Megan, if you listen to this, I'm sorry, doll. Megan Fox. She's like, oh.
Oh, damn. I blew my chance at Christian. Oh, my God. All right. Oh, I like this one. What would Christian, who first met Bridget, say if you told him that in the future he would be designing and selling a lanyard for Bridget's business? Big fan of the lanyard, by the way.
He'd probably say, what is a lanyard?
Did you know?
I'm joking.
I was going to say, you were still working in the hospital back then.
Yeah, I mean, this is like 19.
Yeah, 19.
Well, 19,
really?
Yeah, 19. So, fun fact, I started working in healthcare on my 19th birthday. Yes.
Literally on his birthday.
Yes. I'm literally on the day of my 19th birthday. I did not have a big weekend because it was a Monday.
So, very, very nice. Is that what you would genuinely say?
No. I don't know what I'd say. I'd be like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm drawing. Because I've always liked to draw. I was always a decent drawer. Mum used to call me good, but you know how mums are.
She's a bit biased. No, that's right. She did try to tell me this, and I didn't believe it because I've never seen you draw.
I designed my tattoo. I drew my tattoo.
There you go.
I know.
I'm impressed.
Yeah, I drew it.
You're very creative.
Well, the thing behind it was Dad said, I showed Dad, and he was like, well, you're not getting it. And I was like, well, I am. And he's like, all right, I'll give you a bet. Put it on your door for a year. And then if you still like your tattoo after seeing it every single day, multiple times a day, for a year, you won't regret it. And I did it. And I didn't regret it.
Nice.
Yeah. So I drew it. Fun fact. Drew my tattoo.
Nice.
Yeah, I actually was a good drawer. But I don't know, it'd be cool. I'd first say, if I said misinclusivity, I was going to like, oh, misinclusivity, but.
Yeah,
misinclusivity. Yeah, I don't know what I'd say. That's a good question, though. It's a really good question.
It is a good question. But, like, you were the main person that drove me to do this anyway. I wasn't going to do this. I wasn't going to do any of this. And Christian was sitting there like, no, do it. I wasn't going to start an Instagram. I was too embarrassed. And Christian's just like, no, do it.
No, do it.
And then the same with the lanyards. He's like, do it.
The only shots you miss are the shots you don't take.
Nice. Quite Christian on that, 2022. That's fair.
Yeah, I'm Gandhiing this stuff.
Yeah. People are going to be taking quotes from this.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to go for stuff. You never know if it's going to work out. But if it doesn't work out, at least you can say that you went for it. At least you can say, I tried it and didn't work. Instead of just stewing on it when you're 60, 70 years old. And like, oh, I should have done that.
Yeah, when I was 60, stewing on the fact that I should have made a teacher gram.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. Yeah, so I just go for it.
You were like the only person that knew about that for like 2 months or something.
The teacher gram.
Yeah.
No one that we knew about it.
No.
I mean, of course I knew about it because I wasn't living in the same house as you. It's pretty hard not to know about it.
Oh, well, Monique was on here before, but she didn't tell her partner for like a month.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not that hard. It's not hard on Instagram. I'm not saying I'm doing it.
I'm not. I didn't even think that. I was just like, wow. Okay.
But
I mean, if you want to do something, just do it.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah.
I did it. And now here we are recording a podcast about, what is it, like a year and a half later? I'm recording a podcast with you because this is what the people want.
Like I said, I'm the people's champ.
People's champ.
People's champ.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
So not long after this podcast goes live, the dinosaur lanyard should be coming. It'll be part of the science collection.
Yes.
And it's going to be called paleontology because obviously that's a study of, like, dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It'll come out with a few other ones that will be named after, like, the scientists in the field. So it's going to be the science collection. You actually designed that. I had a look back at it, and you designed that literally was, like, a couple of days after my launch, like, very first launch. So that was, like, end of April.
Yeah.
Because you saw the success of, like, how well that first launch went, and you were like, I need to do this.
Oh, I
need to get my foot in the door with this.
I need to make a contract, don't I?
Sign a prenup.
Sign up. No, I just saw it do so well, and I just thought I'd give you more stuff to maybe venture out on and put out there for people.
Nice idea.
So you're like, oh, I'm going to need more designs. I was like, well, might as well make another design.
Yeah.
And that started a whole new collection.
You did.
Yeah.
You did. It's the best thing about, I feel like my lanyards is like our lanyards, because obviously you designed one, is that the fact that
they're yours.
We've drawn them up ourselves. That's the thing. So, like, and we've created it all ourselves. I could have easily just gone on and bought some clip art off like Etsy and just chucked it onto a lanyard. Yeah, but
it's all
personalized.
It's all personalized. There's nothing copied about it, really.
No. All our own designs and prints. I'm very excited for everybody to get their hands on it. You did very well. I feel like we need to either give everybody a really good sneak peek, or maybe we announce the launch date of the dinosaur lanyard when this goes live. What do you reckon?
Yeah.
Ben, what do you reckon? Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon it sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
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 Awesome.
Yeah.
This is weird.
Woohoo!
This is so weird. You did so well.
I know. I did. I think I did pretty well.
You did very well.
I didn't swear once.
As a teacher, you just learned to switch that off. If this is like, that's kind of your normal vocab.
I know how to switch it off.
You did very well.
I know how to switch it off.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
Now, if everybody is a fan of this type of a podcast, weirdly enough, even though this is like an education-driven podcast, for everybody to share their top tips and tricks and their passions in education. I mean, if this is popular, he can come back on if you want, but we'll see how this goes first.
Do we get paid for it next time?
Christian.
What? Time is money.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.